All right, welcome back. Who's Talking? Second half hour of tonight's show. Habbo and Frank with you on New Year's Eve.
So How about that, Habbo? New Year's Eve.
2013. It's hard to believe. Each year passes, I'm really getting old. But that's another subject. Not necessarily a happy one. But at any rate, we're going to go straight. Speaking of our friends, LeClaire Ryan, they have brought us the play of the game for the last 2-3 years, I think. But right now, Frank's got the play of the game from yesterday's game against the Wofford Terriers.
Certainly. We've selected the men's basketball game versus Wofford. Clearly, the UVA defense paved the way for the win. But to me, it was really Toby's 9 of 10 shooting. And so instead of an individual play, I would just say his scoring production yesterday was the key. And like Ted Jeffries discussed, everybody knew that Toby could run the floor. Toby is an agile athlete, needs to gain some weight, a little muscle. And obviously Ted thinks he's got to move his feet more on defense. But what kid ever came out of high school that didn't need to do that?
It's a different level of defense, particularly under Tony Bennett. There are some guys, some players that could come to different schools and not have the same challenge. But the other thing about Toby, I'm thinking a little bit about a guy like Ryan Kelly down at Duke. Duke over the years has had that big four guy, be it Battier, Dunleavy, now Ryan Kelly. But if you got a guy 6'10 that can go out and make the three, that really spreads out the other team's defense.
And you think that coming back next year, you've got Akil Mitchell will be a fourth-year player. You'll have Darren Atkins will be a well-prepared, battle-tested inside presence as well. And you've got Gill.
Yeah, the transfer from
Anthony
South Carolina.
Gill, who's a brute, and everybody says.
Some people say he's the best of the lot.
Well, he's probably helping Mitchell and Atkins improve every day.
In practice, right.
And so you have Toby. That gives you four solid players playing the low block. And I think that allows guys like Justin Anderson and Joe Harris and everybody else, and hopefully Malcolm Brogdon getting healthy, and Devin Hall coming in next year at point guard. It'll give Virginia so many offensive options.
Which really helps.
Oh, my goodness. Because we know the pack line defense works. They hold everybody under 40 or 50 or at most 60.
Because you made the point just moments ago about Joe Harris, but he's the kind of guy that you called him an assassin, but a guy that can spot up looking for the dribble penetration from one of the guards, kick it out on the perimeter. Jesperson, the same kind of guy. But at any rate, I think we're going to be going to Chris Horn from the Sabre here momentarily if we can get him on the line. And as Frank said, kind of updating the football recruiting in particular, where Virginia stands, especially given the fact we've had some coaches leave.
Well, it's interesting. The only what I would really call bad news is not a defection on the recruiting, but just the fact that Corwin Cutler, a.k.a. Turtle, hurt his knee late in the year. And it's a shame because he had a tremendous season and would have capped off his year in the playoffs with God knows what kind of stats and so forth. But admire Cutler because he went up to that All-Star game up at the Chesapeake Bowl in support of his teammates and his friends. And, he's not drowning his sorrows. He's obviously a kid with a lot of character. And
did he have an ACL? What happened?
Yeah, the whole nine yards. I mean, they had to rebuild his knee all the way around. And, I just hope that this young man can have a successful recovery because by all accounts, he's a high character kid. And, the whole world was his oyster prior to this injury. So looking at other players, I know Taquan Mizell got to play in this All-Star game, and we're going to listen shortly to Chris Horn. Will give us the lowdown on his situation. Want to hear more about Kirk Garner. I think he also played in that thing. He's from Olney, Maryland, a very strong cornerback. Let's see, there's a number of other players. I want to hear about what's going on with Zach Bradshaw, and I know Donta Wilkins got to play in that All-Star game, and there's some news about Eric Smith, who is the latest commitment, a 6'6", 285 offensive lineman. I've seen highlights from this young man, and he looks like a tremendous player and a good get for Virginia here late in the process. Got a month to go, basically, for Virginia, as we get closer to February 6th, which is a big day for Virginia recruiting. Could give us three straight years of excellent recruiting stats.
And that's the lifeblood of a football program, is just keep that pipeline coming with quality athletes. And I think that's one thing Coach London and the staff have done. So we'll see how that goes and hope it continues.
Well, also very interested to get to see this summer, we'll get to see Jack English and from St. Christopher's, an excellent defensive player. At least that's how they've got him pegged or slotted, as they say, headed into college. But young man has a nice mean streak, and I've seen him play a couple times, and I like the way he finishes his collisions, usually with the opponent careening backwards. But we're going to see more and hear more shortly here as we get Chris Horn on the line from the Sabres. So,
and maybe an update on some of these local kids that hopefully are standing firm relative to their verbal commitment to the university. I think Chris is on now, so go ahead, Frank.
Chris, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, good, good. All right. Well, we talked a little bit about some of the players, just, you know, talking about Corwin Cutler had the knee injury and so forth. But I know you were just up there at the Chesapeake Bowl, and give our listeners a little take on what was that, what that was all about up on Saturday, and the North versus the South. And
right.
Maybe you can give us a little take on what you observed.
Just to give people some background, it's a relatively new All-Star game, just about a few years old, and it pits the North, which is players from Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware, versus the South, which is Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. And in terms of UVA prospects, the headliner is Taquan Mizell, who is a running back out of Bayside High School in Virginia Beach. He was there, and he had some pretty good moments in the game, I thought. He had a 50-yard run that set up one field goal. He had about a 16-yard run that set up another field goal earlier in the game, and he scored the South's only touchdown, a 2-yard touchdown run. So overall, he did pretty good, I thought. What I like about Taquan Mizell is, and I think it's kind of underrated, is that I think he's got a good natural feel for running the football, and that's whether it's to the outside or inside. I think he's got a good knack for running the football. He's known for his elusiveness in the open field and his ability as a receiver and as a running back. But I thought his running skills were on display, and he showed very good acceleration, I thought, in particular on that 50-yard run that he almost broke the house, but didn't quite make it there. You mentioned Corwin Cutler; he was there. He's still recuperating from knee surgery. He tore several ligaments, and I believe his left knee, and he's recuperating from that. I saw him a few weeks ago in Scott Stadium when Ocean Lakes, which is his high school team, played in the state championship against LC Byrd. It looked like he was able to put a little bit more pressure on that leg. I would take that as a good sign in his recovery. And then as far as some other players, Dante Wilkins, a defensive tackle, who is actually Northwest Region Offensive and Defensive Player of the Year this year, which is pretty significant. He's going to play defensive tackle at Virginia, and he was a guy that really that I'm impressed with in terms of his motor, and he's also plays with very good leverage in it, which is obviously important for the defensive tackle position. He was able to get under his offensive line opponent several times and really make a pretty strong push. And he seemed to be pretty quick off the ball as well. And then on the North side, Jared Jones-Smith is an offensive tackle that is a target of Virginia's. He's 6'7", 300 pounds, a mammoth specimen, very big guy, and he moves pretty well. And Virginia's currently in his top two with Pittsburgh, and he's also considering Wisconsin, Michigan, and Oklahoma as he heads down the stretch. I don't expect him to make a decision anytime soon, but I do think his decision will come down to Pittsburgh and Virginia. And one final prospect to mention there, Kirk Garner, who's out of Good Counsel High School in Maryland, is a cornerback. He played for the South team as well, and he's a good-looking cornerback prospect. Good Counsel is very rich in talent and definitely a program Virginia wants to be successful at. And Garner is one of three players Virginia has in the class from that school.
We're speaking with Chris. And Chris Horn, tell us a little bit about what's happening with the rest of the recruits right now. You know, there's been some changes with the coaching staff, and everyone's waiting to hear the news, because as these bowl games wrap up over the next couple of days, these coaches will be released and allowed to speak with other schools and so forth. And, you know, there's so much talk about back channel negotiations and that kind of thing. But anyway, how is that impacting, or is it impacting the kids that have verbally committed? And do you think there are any potential changes as we head in this final month?
Now, I think initially it seemed like it was going to be a pretty big reaction with Jim Reed especially leaving. It had a big impact on Malcolm Cook, who's a safety out of Fork Union, Tim Harris out of Verina, and those guys. He's very close with those guys, and even Dante Wilkins. He's obviously Jim Reed being the defensive coordinator and Jeff Hansen being the defensive line coach. Both of those guys were let go. And at Dante Wilkins, in his case, he was talking about taking official visits to Michigan State, to North Carolina before the coaching changes happened. So that even kind of, you know, initially when the news broke, it seemed to obviously not be very good news for Virginia with some of those prospects. But as time has gone on, it seems at this point, I had a chance to speak with Wilkins after the Chesapeake Bowl, and he told me that he was pretty adamant that he was solid with Virginia. So, obviously in recruiting, things can be fluid, and you never know until they sign on the dotted line, but he was pretty adamant that he's going to sign with Virginia, and that's where he wants to go. And at this point, he doesn't plan on taking any other official visits except to Virginia, which will be on January 18th. Tim Harris, I think, is a guy that I feel strongly, I think Virginia's going to end up keeping him in the fold. His former teammate Tyrell Chavis, who's at Fork Union, is exploring other options right now. Tyrell, as well as Malcolm Cook, to me, are the most likely remaining possible decommitments in the class. Although I think Virginia has a pretty good shot, especially as I mentioned, as time goes on, of keeping both of those guys in the fold. And both of those guys will also be taking official visits to Virginia the weekend of January 18th with really most of the rest of the recruiting class that Virginia has in the fold. So Virginia's going to be, that's going to be a big weekend to look out for Virginia fans. Of course, we'll have coverage of that on the Saber. But if Virginia can wrap those guys up that weekend, then really they did a great job in terms of damage control from all those coaches being let go.
Chris, last question about that subject. You know, isn't it to some degree a situation of all these kids, so many of them verbally commit so far in advance, and so all these schools have a limited number of scholarships, they get into a situation where they've already promised all their scholarships basically anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So are doors really open? And if they are, doesn't that mean that someone else is going to get, for lack of a better word, screwed?
Yeah, well, I think that certainly can happen in some cases, but I think that's a good point. I think so many kids these days commit before their senior season start, and you know, for whatever reason, whether they just want to get the recruiting process out of the way, obviously if they find their so-called dream school or whatever their case may be, when especially these days and with coaching changes being so fluid. When that stuff happens, you know, options can be limited, I think. And at this point, and that was one thing that Malcolm Cook's coach, Mickey Sullen, was telling me, you know, a lot of these teams want like Malcolm a lot, but it just depends on who can come through with an offer. I know Penn State was a school really looking at him pretty closely, but, you know, did they have the scholarships available? So, that's a good point, and that's something that, you know, may have helped possibly Virginia with some of these kids in terms of just other schools having already filled up their allotment of scholarships and not really having any other scholarships to offer.
Well, we've enjoyed your visit, Chris Horn, and as always, we've appreciated everything the Saber has done as partners with us since really our show was conceived over 4 years ago. But Chris, you have a very great, healthy, and safe New Year's Eve, and best of luck with you and your family. And we look forward to having you back here in a couple of weeks to give us the blow-by-blow as we near National Signing Day.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I appreciate it, Frank, and Happy New Year to you guys, too. Thank you very much.
God bless you. All right, we're going to head to break here. When we come back, we're going to talk about, you know, some of the bowl games and preview what's coming up in the weeks ahead on Who's Talking, and stay with us.